Well, this has not been the best week in America. First, today is the 24th anniversary of 9/11, where terrorists hijacked airliners and flew them into the New York Trade Center and the Pentagon. At 7:59 a.m. on September the 11th, 2001, American Airlines Flight 11 took off from Boston headed towards L.A. with 76 passengers and 11 crew members along with five hijackers. At 8:15 a.m., United Flight 175 leaves Boston for L.A. with 51 passengers, 9 crew members, and 5 hijackers. Then at 8:20, American Airlines Flight 77 leaves Dulles Airport in D.C., headed to L.A. with 53 passengers and 6 crew members, along with 5 hijackers. Then at 8:42 a.m., United Flight 93 leaves Newark, New Jersey, headed to San Francisco. At 8:46 a.m., Flight 11 flies into the World Trade Center's North Tower. This is about the same time that I'm getting ready for work on a side job in the New Orleans area as a law enforcement officer. At 9:03 a.m., Flight 175 crashes into the World Trade Center's South Tower. Obviously, by that time I'm glued to the TV, as it is extremely likely we're now watching a terrorist attack on U.S. soil, the likes of which we've never seen before. At 9:37 a.m., Flight 77 crashes into the Pentagon. I, like everyone else, am wondering by then, what's next? At 10:02 a.m., Flight 93 crashes into an empty field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, after the passengers attacked the hijackers. Just prior to this, at 9:59 a.m., the South Tower collapses, and at 10:28 a.m., the North Tower falls. All told, this took the lives of 2,977 people, and this became the deadliest terror attack in U.S. history. Down the road, it was determined that this was executed by an Islamic terrorist organization headed by Osama bin Laden in Afghanistan. You may recall, it took a while to find him, but bin Laden was killed by SEAL Team 6 in a compound in northern Pakistan in a U.S. raid named Operation Neptune Spear on May the 2nd, 2011. Since that time, we have continued to honor all the first responders and all the others who died during this horrible event. And speaking of horrible events, I'm old enough to have lived through several political assassinations. To hear that yesterday, Charlie Kirk, an extremely well-known political activist and co-founder of Turning Point USA, was murdered while speaking on a Utah college campus, brought back past memories. While this is still a developing story, we will likely learn much in the days and weeks to follow. All I know is, this was a 31-year-old happily married father of 2 very young children and one of the best debaters I've ever seen. It's a sad day when, because you disagree with someone's political stance on things, you have the grounds to kill them. It appears to me that today the answer to many disagreements is simply to kill the other person. I thought we, as Americans, were better than this. I've never agreed with everything that my political pick is doing or has done. I obviously disagree more with the person I don't pick, and this is okay. The analogy I'll give you is this. If there was a program on TV that is showing something you don't like or agree with, do you destroy the TV, then go after and kill the actor? Or just turn the TV off and simply change the channel? This has now destroyed the lives of the Kirk family and the family of the shooter. We all need to come together, not get further apart. The last thing I'll say on this is, say a prayer for the Kirk family today, as well as the family of the shooter. This incident has effectively ended the lives of Charlie and the shooter. Enough said. I'll get back to weather.